Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form what Paul calls one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be plain red hot for the Messiah. And when I started interviewing my guest, Ron Phillips, he doesn't know this, but in our office, there was so much angelic activity going on. And then we do this by telephone, Ron. And tell me again what's going on your side of the phone, angelic-wise.
The angelic visitation is here. I feel like there are two angels with me right now. One is an angel of joy here right now. And this angel goes to the pulpit with me every Sunday and stands at my right. And he has been so manifestly powerful, even in the old building, he came to the new building with us, and people that step into that territory will feel like laughing, which is another manifestation that frightens people, is when joy comes. So I have felt that the joy angel is here, and I know this angel called Noble is that we talked about in the earlier program, has promised to give me favor, and I believe he's going to give you favor and favor with people that are listening, that the Holy Spirit's going to move and motivate them to help you get the word out. I just believe they're here, that favor has come. And you know, when you get to the book of Revelation, angelic activity, you got seven angels of the churches, you got seven angels throwing out bowls, blowing trumpets, angels are preaching everlasting gospel. There is, we are experiencing already an increase in angelic activity.
Why are we experiencing this increase in angelic activity?
I think what you said in yesterday's program, man is coming to the end of himself. We cannot, the problems cannot be solved. It's like Jesus said in Luke 21, men's hearts failing them from fear from the things coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And I think people today are again believing in the supernatural. That's why your program's so important. And they need to know the truth about the supernatural so they're not deceived. And we know that we can't do what we need to do. We can't have what we need to have. We can't go where we need to go without the supernatural power of God through the Holy Spirit and through the host, which he has provided. He said in Hebrews 1:14 that he sent those angels that they might serve all of us who are heirs of salvation. And so we need to get these angels out of the unemployment line and back out there with us.
Now, the Bible also says that many of us entertain angels unawares. Well, do you believe that there are many occasions that people have angelic help and are not even aware of it?
Yes, and when I begin to preach this in our church and teach it to our people, which I've been doing, just finished, we have had hundreds of people who have now realized that person that they met on the job, that person that they thought helped them was an angel. Let me give you one example. Coach Mike Dubose, who coaches Millsaps College and Jackson, Mississippi. Coach DuBose and his wife years ago lived in Chattanooga. They moved to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, were unpacking their house when they heard a knock at the door, went to the door, and their two-year-old child was standing there with a radiant-looking woman. The child had never before climbed out of its bed. They climbed out of its bed, went out the back door, and was found standing in the middle of an intersection of cars, 2 years old. Well, the child had taken its big wheel, maybe 2-3 years old, somewhere in that range. This woman brought the child back and was standing at the door, and Ms. DuBose got the child in. She was weeping. She turned around. When she turned back around, the woman vanished. She never saw her again, never met her again. It was their first day, her first day in Hattiesburg, moving into the house that the football team there had provided for them. And it was years before she realized that God had manifested himself in an angel. And as a woman, I think so the child would be frightened. And to bring that child home. Yes, sir, I believe that angels unawares
And also there's so much supernatural protection. Your first experience with an angel resulted in supernatural experience. Explain that.
Yes, sir. I was driving my 56 Ford too fast toward Newton, Mississippi, to Clark College, where I went for a year before I went to Samford University. And as I was driving in that direction, I saw a bridge abutment in front of me, and a car passed another car and ran me off the road toward that bridge abutment. And I just kind of closed my eyes, turned the car toward the bridge because I didn't want to hit the other car. And when I opened my eyes, I was off the road, but I pulled back on the road past the bridge and never hit the bridge. I believe an angel lifted my car. The very same year, I was coming home from the same school, riding with a friend in a brand new Pontiac GTO, and a trailer truck came over in our lane and ran us off the road, and we did three flips. And I felt like somebody had thrown a mattress of protection around me. While the man driving the car was injured, I walked away from a total out wreck without a scratch or even a piece of torn clothes. I didn't realize back then that God was supernaturally protecting me to prepare me for what he wanted me to do.
You talk about a vicious chow dog that had some supernatural protection of someone you knew.
Yeah, Jenny Griesmer in our church, and Jenny's husband is president of a huge appliance corporation. These are solid, sharp people. She used to have a direct sales business that, like women have, you know, when she was delivering product to the door of a friend that had bought from, and the friend warned her, said, "Now, don't come in the backyard because our child, we're going to have to get rid of him. He's biting. He's vicious. We don't know what's wrong with him." So Jenny said, "Not, don't worry, I'll put it on the front porch." So Jenny went up the front porch, left the product. When she turned, the chow was standing on the sidewalk between
This is the chow dog.
A chow dog, growling, snarling, threatening her. And she said right then, she said, "Lord, send an angel right now. And I command that angel to move that dog out of my way and put him back in the backyard." Immediately, Jenny saw that dog's head pushed down to the ground, him turned away from her, pushed toward the fence, and like he was being drugged out of her way, she walked to her car, and that dog never whimpered again. She knows that Psalm 91 came true, that he'll give his angels charge over you, lest you stump your toe, lest you kick your foot against a stone. That angel came. But I want to tell you, she had to speak to that angel. That angel moves at when the word of God is voiced. That's what Psalm said. We've got to speak to activate that angel. The angels can't read your mind. You've got to speak and ask their assistance. They're not going to move in on you. When you come to that encounter, ask the Holy Spirit to help you and say, "Angels, get out there and help." And I challenge everyone listening today to try this. To do it.
Well, in your heart of hearts, isn't this the reason you wrote the book?
Yes, sir. The truth is, if you ask Strang, Strang picked up a series of my teachings on this and asked me to do it. I didn't want to do it. It was one of those things that it was kind of my secrets and the things that God had done in my life, and I didn't want everybody to know about it, and that was wrong. And now I know that people need this help, and that we've got to release it out there. You know, you asked me about the angel unawares. Here's something very important. That's in the context of ministers visiting. And when you read through the whole context of that passage, you know, Benny Hinn used our building for his partner conference last year. And of course, as usual in this area, there were those who were criticizing him. And the Holy Spirit told me that angel unawares are not only those encounters that we have, but if, say, Sid Roth came to Abba's house to preach and someone disrespected you, the angels that came with you would be insulted and angelic activity would be interrupted on that person's behalf. It's very important to know that don't be speaking against the men of God, women of God who are out there, even if you don't, no matter what you've heard, because they come with a company of angels with them, and you don't want to insult those angels, because those angels have come to press their ministry and to help the community they've come to. That's something that you probably never heard around that text before, but I think in context it's true.
I think that's very important, but it's in line with the greatest is love, the greatest gift, and so it's in line with walking in love in the last days. And what you're saying is there's a tie-in between walking in love and angelic activity.
There exactly is, and when we become loving and serving and welcoming, angels serve that way. The angelic activity increases. And when we receive other people, that's why the idea of receiving angel unawares, if you receive another human being that God is touching or God that has a need, the angelic activity around them combines with what's going on in your life to increase the strength that's around you. Sometimes we don't understand how that angelic favor can just be released on us in a moment. I was I go to a place called The Rush to work out, and I was over there and I was going to get a protein shake on my way out, and I could tell the girl was harried and busy, but I wanted that shake, and I said, Lord, I need some angelic help here. She's too busy to do this, and she's going to be rude, and help me, Lord, and angels come and help. So I told her I wanted it. She said, well, okay. And she went over there and began to mix it. And the Lord said, give her double the money. Give her a tip equal to the cost of that shake. So I did. I gave her that. I said, I want you to have this. She looked up at me and she said, well, I want to give you an extra large instead of a small. And she began to smile. And I said, are you a Christian? She said, yes, but I haven't had a good day. I said, well, you need to know that your joy angel's here. And she laughed out loud, and I walked out the door with that milkshake, double size in my hand.
It plain doesn't matter what's going to happen to the world economy, what's going to happen with terrorism, what's going to happen with disease. As long as you know how to activate the angels and stand on the word of God, no weapon formed against you will prosper. There is an anointing on this book for the activation of angels. It's called Our Invisible Allies, for a donation of $20 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.